that between ourselves we may have mutual respect and compassion, that we may have self-respect and kindness, and that we may bring happiness and joy to the lives of others. It's what we call a life of practice. It is taking this human life that we have already with these morals, compassion, and wisdom, and through study, reflection, and practice to improve our state of mind. Through this practice, increasing the level of our state of mind, this will develop our energy, which then influences our environment, those around us, our families, and also ourselves. Through this, it will increase our own compassion and wisdom, and whoever we have interactions with, we will bring a positive energy to them, and will help their state of mind as well. Our biggest problems is we are not willing to look at our own problems, we're not willing to change ourselves, we're not willing to acknowledge our problems, and we go about avoiding these issues. We don't reflect on some of our problems, and many of our actions are confused. And many of the actions we engage in are going to affect our life, are going to affect our relationships, our families. Practice is to correct ourselves and to improve our state of mind. In our lives, when we are encountering problems, we can use our knowledge, we can use energy, and then we can use our state of realization, our level of our state of mind, to face these issues. And in doing so, that we are able to open our minds. And when we open our minds, we will see there are some things that we don't have to correct or fix. They will fix themselves. And from the age of 50 and above, we use maybe a more open mind and wise mind to resolve these issues. We resolve them through our own experience. And this comes through practice. And this can be achieved through practicing compassion on a daily basis, through practicing bodhicitta, it opens up our experience. Through all of these practices, they become personal experience, and these personal experiences then become our ability. And then when some of these small problems arise, through our own personal experience, we know that they will just arise and they will subside. We don't have to correct or adjust. And so we don't have to worry, and we don't become stressed or anxious. And through our own personal experience, we see that everything is within our own mind. All phenomena follows our own mind, and everything is wisdom emptiness. Through our compassion and our wisdom, our personal experience becomes more and more vast, and as a result, this world becomes more friendly and more joyful, more wonderful. And we generally have a very good state of mind. However, if we don't open up our mind, then whatever's happening in the external world seems to influence our mind, the state of our mind. In practice, it's training our mind and making our personal experience more vast. And then we can grow in knowledge and wisdom, and we can use this personal experience in handling the things that are occurring within our life. And then in terms of small things and bigger things, there's nothing that we aren't able to face and that we aren't able to overcome and be successful in. However, if we don't have this vast personal experience, then if it is narrow, then when external phenomena, events happen, then it brings us a lot of troubles and anxiety and afflictions and negative energy. If we can apply our knowledge and our wisdom and our compassion to all our personal experiences, then really we will find that it will help in all aspects of our life, our family, our work, and most of what we are doing. In a spiritual sense, of course, what we want to pursue is enlightenment and attaining Buddhahood. And this is also a personal experience. And the realization of the true nature of mind is also opening up our mind, a realization of our mind. This is a personal experience of attaining enlightenment, of attaining Buddhahood, of knowing Rigpa. Similarly, in terms of facing mundane issues in the mundane world, is first don't try and resolve this problem. First, open up one's own mind, make one's own personal experience vast and then address what is happening. And then really we will resolve what is happening much more easily and with a much better result. However, if we already let what is happening affect our state of mind, then what happens is we manage the situation in not such a good a way. Why? Because when we mix these mundane concerns with the state of our mind, what happens? We don't manage things so well. Often what happens is that we have worry, anxiety, stress. And whenever we have worry, anxiety, or stress, it doesn't help us. On the contrary, what it brings is difficulties and causes problems. And we don't manage things well. And brings negative emotions. In terms of facing birth and death, in terms of facing what happens in this world, all of it is going to be related to your own personal experience. And all of this is going to influence whether what is happening is going to have an influence on you or not. Originally, everything that is happening is delusory. None of it has a true existence. And we can observe for ourselves all of these things that have been worrying us, that we've been stressed about, anxious about. Maybe it's been going on. We've been concerned and worried about things for 20 or 30 years. If we really investigate, does it really have any real coming and going? And when we investigate, we really see that it is just like an illusion, like a dream. It's just like a movie. All of these things that we have experienced within our mind, they've just come and gone. All of these delusory things that have arisen, however, they are delusory and they just influence our practice. Sometimes we don't understand these things so profoundly. And so then what happens is then they influence our daily lives, our daily activities. Everybody, widen, make more vast your personal experiences, and when you have time, practice more. Especially these practices of the Trekchor and Thorgal practices. And these Trekchor practices are to help open our minds to cut through and let go and transform these arising afflictions. And in the Great Perfection, we have many of these directly pointing at the mind, pith instructions. And these Trekchor pith instructions we won't openly teach, and publicly teach. Everybody can come and request for them individually, personally. And then I can share some of these Trekchor and Thorgal pith instructions. However, it's not permitted to teach these openly in public. In the meantime, what we can practice is great, vast compassion and bodhicitta, and we can cherish this precious human life and cherish every single day that we have, and really treat your parents very well, treat your family members very well, compassionately teach your children and give them a good influence, a good example. In this way, those around us may receive some blessing, meaningful input, influence. And all of these are the work of our practice. And whoever we are encountering, sometimes with the family members or relations, that we might have the most difficult times. And it's very important that we treat all of these experiences with compassion, because if we don't, what happens is we will just continuously, repeatedly generate this karma that has come about. Actually, the reason why we have difficulties with these people is because of our past karma. And so if we continue treating them without compassion, then we just increase these negative arising causes. And these are very important and useful opportunities for us to practice to transform our mind. And everybody practice together, conscientiously.